7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
There are a couple of bills this year that would make it harder to file and run initiatives. What's up with that?
Well, this is another initiative killer bill, and the idea just keeps coming back year after year. But this year's version has had hearings in the House and Senate last week, and it looks like this one may advance. You know, since 1912, people have used these initiatives to pass bills so the legislature won't, and to challenge Olympia when it goes too far. And this bill would place roadblocks, needless delays, and make it harder to meet state deadlines. I think it's just their way of saying, we don't want to hear what you want to say, and they're making it harder for the people in Washington State to have their voices heard. Super proud of the fact that over 10,000 people signed in opposition.
Wolves are back in the spotlight, and you had a hearing this week on a bill that takes a fresh new approach. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I was super excited for the hearing. Over 800 people signed in pro, which is great. It really is taking a balanced approach to wildlife management in our part of the state, both on management of predators and prey. And it just really tells the department to do the work they say they're already supposed to be doing. Imagine that. They've just gotten away over the years away from any direct management of either, you know, deer and elk, moose, or, you know, cougars and wolves, frankly. It's at a point where our deer numbers are so low and they don't want to admit it. This bill really kind of forces them to work on this and really to admit it and then to manage. It's really a bill that recognizes that we need to do something right now. Have meetings with Fish and Wildlife coming up. Obviously, they've put a high cost to this because that's how state agencies kill bills during the legislative session, but I'm not giving up on this one.
7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short.